I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord in the hot bitch. Beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
Is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
So we do realize this next topic can get a bit dark-sided. We're hoping there'll be a light tinge to the stories as well.
Hmm.
Like there's something funny or lighthearted about it.
Maybe.
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 Maybe not.
We hope so, though.
We do hope so. So keep that in mind as you're thinking of your most horrible discovery.
Mm-hmm.
That's the question right now. What has been your most horrible discovery? In a lighthearted way. 1-855-954-6969 is toll free. 1-855-954-6969. The toll free number to reach us if you want to share your story. You can text it. James gets your text at 46969. And the email is email at daveandchuckthefreak.com. So why did we bring this up? Well, we had a Detroit cop on the show the other day. And he shared the story of his most horrible discovery. Something that really has stuck with him for a long time. What was it? Let's listen to that. So talking about these cops in Germany get to a call, they find an erotic bondage session, and then get invited to join in, wondering about the most outrageous thing you've seen on the job.
I was a police officer in Detroit, and my partner and I got split up working with two brand new officers. Came out of the house, it just looked really messed up. Said, dude, what's wrong? You just gotta go inside and see. So they go inside the house, there's a pair of legs sticking out that have pantyhose on them, or stockings. And I was like, well, that's weird. I actually go inside, and it's actually a male that was laying on the ground. He was a cross-dresser.
Oh.
And come to find out, he was, you know, doing the masturbating thing while he was choking himself.
Exactly.
Well, when he finished, it pulled too tight, and he pulled the noose too tight, and he couldn't get his hand up to get it off, and he choked to death.
Yeah.
But the thing that the kicker was he had a hammer, little hammer, shoved in a certain, you know, in his rear
the
end.
Little hammer.
Oh, my
the
God.
Little hammer.
Yeah.
Get the little hammer.
Yeah.
Sorry the man passed away, but, you know, everybody was kind of just like, wow, and his wife didn't even know he was that way.
That's a horrible find on the job.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Choked
like
out.
Like pantyhose and the whole
hammer
in the ass.
That's a different world.
Yeah, Chuck, I'm sure you've seen it all in Detroit. Thanks for calling in, man.
That's why I don't do any of that weird stuff.
You got to want to have a look at this, Chief. Apparently, the guy was doing autoerotic asphyxiation. So after looking at some clues, looks like he took a little hammer, shoved it in his ass, too. Choked himself to death with autoerotic asphyxiation.
He sure did.
That would be a shocking thing to encounter, though. My God. It would be so bad. I mean, I'm thinking of, it's bad as a spouse, right? Horrible. Worse, well, I mean, not worse, but like,
but so a bad day on the job.
I find Chuck that way in his office or something, right?
Well, thank God I'm not doing that in my office.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I'm
you
sure
can still see
stuff
in your
like
door
that.
With that window there.
Stuff like that has happened before, I'm sure, right?
If I find you like
this
that,
kid in my high school that was found that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
No hammer in the ass, just autoerotic, right?
I didn't hear anything about a hammer.
Okay.
No hammer?
No.
What about the stockings?
No stockings.
No, just autoerotic.
Yeah, just auto.
It's still bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not how you want to go out. It really isn't.
No.
I know some people love that line that they're trying to cross.
And it was crazy. I remember the time because it was nuts. Like, they were doing a big memorial and everything for him, like, at school, you know? Like, it was a loss. It was this tragic loss. And the story was kind of filtering
through. So it
wasn't
just a rumor and not true?
No, they found, I mean, it was, you know, I think they spun it the same way they spin every one of these, where it's like, oh, for whatever reason, he committed suicide, you know? But
can you really call it suicide if you accidentally die pleasuring yourself?
But that's what people, back in the day, that's what people would say. like the guy from INXS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they said he killed himself. He never killed himself. He died doing some weird sexual thing. Mm-hmm.
Because the goal of that is not to die, but just come close to...
Yeah, it's just about, like, you're supposed to release the blood back into your brain as you finale, and then it's supposed to make it so much better. But people die all the time from it.
Yeah, they do.
Asking what your most horrible discovery is, someone said, at 8 years old, walking into my grandparents' apartment, we had a two-family side-by-side duplex, to my grandmother giving my grandfather a hand job.
Wow.
Jeez.
With good for her.
Grandma hands.
Yeah. Hopefully.
I mean, you're right. Good for her. Good for him.
Yeah.
But not good for me.
No.
No.
Not good for Lil' G.
That'll change.
No. Nope.
Never would have wanted to think of my grandma in that light.
No. Nope. Yeah.
As a hand job giver.
Mine has to be when I found those floating boobs.
Oh,
all right. The floating boobs.
Right.
Yeah, my poor scub, my scout leader was a woman, and she had had surgery or whatever, and we dove in the water, and she didn't realize it, and there was these two floating boobs. They floated right by me, and I was like, hey!
Sea tits!
Whoa! Bad. It was bad.
But it was just her boobs had floated
away.
Yeah,
they were, right. And someone had to fish them out, and...
Oh.
And mine was that hair teeth mass in the
Mexican. It has to be.
Yeah, that's a bad find.
I mean, the skull?
In the water in Mexico.
Yeah, the human scalp.
The human, human jaw?
No. Emma from Brighton.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Emma. Fetus, what's been your most horrible discovery?
So I was about 13, going, you know, a piece of crap kid, going through mom and dad's closet, looking for some money, find a safe, and open the safe, find a big black... shopping bag, not money in it, big white dildo.
Oh my god. My god.
With the balls and everything.
Oh wow.
Ended up finding some fuzzy handcuffs, the whole deal. Pretty traumatized because I was only about 13. And then the karma of it was then about 6 months ago after I moved out, I'm in my 20s, my mom comes up to me with a shoebox and says, Emma, I found something in your closet a mom never wants to find. So then she had the horrific discovery as well.
Wow, so you found your mom's dildo and then your mom found your dildo.
Yeah.
Karma's a bitch, huh?
Yeah.
Karma's a bitch.
Who saw that coming? There you go. Well, yeah. I guess... You each got what was coming to you.
Yeah, that's true.
You're all nilly-willy
the
with
dildo
your
dildo family.
Yeah.
You're even in the dildo game.
Yeah. Who had the bigger dildo?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mom.
Way to go, Mom.
She had the whole thing.
Yeah, she had the whole thing.
Yeah, that's
safe.
Right.
Somebody had to be like...
That's what I mean.
You know,
like,
well, you should have a dildo safe. I think that's just responsible if you're going to have your dildo.
I know, but
all.
You can't let your kid know the combo.
Hey, people have gun safes. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Someone said, my wife and I found a body floating in the Detroit River.
Oh, that's terrible.
We tried to get him on the swim deck, but he was too heavy.
Oh, jeez. They tried to touch him?
We called the Coast Guard. They pulled him out.
Be like, somebody better go get that dead man.
Oh, yeah.
If it's already dead. If you're convinced the person is already dead, I guess. But if you don't know for sure, maybe you
I might get a stick and try and hold you steady.
Oh, Lord.
You know, like try and not let you float off.
Yeah. I'll anchor you down.
But I'm not. I couldn't. I'd have a really hard time touching
a
floater.
No, I would never.
Mm-mm.
Obviously, I would never do that.
Not a very helpful man.
Call someone.
No.
Someone said there's a Robin Williams movie out there about a guy who loses his son to autoerotic asphyxiation and covers it up as a suicide. I believe it's called World's Greatest Dad. So, Chuck, then the question for you is, would you then, if you died that way, would you want people to know that's how you died, or would you want it covered up as a suicide?
Well, I think anyone would want... Even if I just died jerking it, you know what I mean? Like nothing crazy. My heart gave out on me while I was doing that. I would want people to cover that up.
Yeah.
Really? You want people to think it was a suicide though?
No, not suicide, but just like, I'd like them to not give every detail of my death.
Can't they just say an accident?
Or he died of natural causes in the basement.
Yeah.
You know,
and we don't know.
Yeah.
Chuck's natural causes in the basement.
That's fine. But that's fine. As long as it's not.
There's still a tinge of mystery there.
He died jerking it.
Yeah.
He died doing what he loved.
A sexual accident.
You know?
And in the basement.
I would assume
basement in there, we know.
And it's like, you know, I think most people, when something like that happens, they do try and mm-hmm. cover it up. Even when people die in the toilet, I don't think you ever hear, "I died on the toilet," you know, like Elvis did. But
let's go next to Ivy from Detroit. Good morning, Ivy. What was your most horrible discovery?
Hi, penis balls.
Balls.
Penis.
I found a safe in my father's house. Unfortunately, he had lost it and the bank had got it.
Okay.
So cleaning out certain things, because I knew I had comic books down there somewhere, and it was like the issue of Spider-Man 300.
Uh-huh.
So I looked in the safe, just like the last caller. Surprisingly, the safe combo was my birthday.
Hmm.
Looked in, and it was an envelope. So I'm thinking my father liked to, you know, bear bonds and stuff like that. It wasn't. It was like Kodak pictures of them and him and my mom during their fun time.
Oh,
and it had like, and it wasn't just from one day. It was like
it was their thing. Yeah, that was their thing. Taking Polaroids of each other. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was really taken aback by that.
Oh, I'm sure you were.
were they in the act in these pictures?
Oh yeah.
I tried my hardest not to look, but a couple of them, it looked like it. It was like that POV kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Look who's blowing me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Ivy. Sorry.
Yeah, that's very inappropriate, Dave. But I had to share. Thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Well, I had to share. I know it was inappropriate, but it's my duty.
Look who's blowing me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I apologize for the outburst.
I know, listen, obviously, tough, fine, no kid would want to see that. But on the upside is, while your parents were into each other that much, they, you know, it's kind of cool on some level. Yeah. I know it's weird, but it's still kind of cool
just,
on some level.
Yeah, it's cool for them, but it's not something you want to find. It's cool for them.
Absolutely.
I'm glad they had a healthy life.
Just don't go through all the photos. When you see one, you just...
Done.
When you open an envelope and it's not money and there's a bunch of Polaroids in there, probably don't look.
Away.
I almost feel like you have to look just to see what.
Why? Why do you?
Well, because what if it takes like a super dark? Like, what if there's like,
it's better not to know.
I guess.
Mm. Yeah, you're right. There's going to be no positive.
No,
like nothing you're going to learn in those photos is going to be good
I just,
news.
I think I know my own brain, and I'd have to look at them all so that I would have no nagging questions.
Yeah, you've got that kind of mind.
Yeah.
Like, once you see one, though, you're...
No, he'd want to see them all.
I would quickly, I'd be like, just make sure it's all, like, I'm like, sex, 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 and then it's like, you know, like, man tied up.
But what good could come from that?
No
knowing.
Good can.
Like, who cares?
But Chuck's
cares?
So curious, he'd want to know. I think I'd have to know.
You know, to the bottom of it.
I think I'd have to know. I know it's weird.
It's so nosy. Like, first of all, you're going through your parents' stuff, and then you see that, and you just keep going. Like, no.
But if he doesn't go, his mind might create something crazier.
That's what I mean. I got to know just everything, the deal. I got to know the deal.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right, let's go next to Chris. Good morning, Chris. What was your most horrible discovery?
Good morning. Lisa teleporting cheese tray.
Teleporting cheese tray.
Italian cheese tray.
I'll try to make this as short as possible. I was living in Texas and came across an accident. Semi rolled over a little SUV. The SUV was completely destroyed.
Yeah.
All the way from the front bumper to the back bumper. And when I got there, I assisted and couldn't find the driver anywhere. And some of the guys who were helping out thought that he might have been pinned underneath the semi.
Yeah.
So ran to the semi and was looking underneath, but couldn't see anything. So we ran to the driver's seat, and the guy opened up his driver door. The driver of the little SUV was sitting in the back of his semi with a towel to his head. All he suffered was just a minor cut on the back of his head and no broken bones, nothing.
Wow, it could have been a much more horrific discovery than it actually was.
Yeah, any other time, the driver would have been crushed and there would have it would have just been a little puddle of nothing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Yeah, this was incredible.
Yeah, pure, yeah, thanks, so Chris. Like an amazing discovery, yeah. Really.
It could have been horrific, but it actually wasn't. Luckily.
Oh, yeah. God, I would have real anxiety about doing that.
Oh, well, what I could a crazy never job,
though. None of us could ever do that job. Oof. Respect for the people that have to do it.
Yep.
But there's no way in hell.
No.
I see a cut finger. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, God.
This one, found out my former best friend had a life-size doll with my face on it and a large dildo. This friend was a man.
Oh, man, huh?
Hey, bud, I found your doll of me.
Oh, you did.
Took some liberties with the donger. That thing is gigantic.
Well, I wanted to give you the benefit of the doubt.
All right, let's still be friends.
Yeah. Super... No, you can't be friends.
No, you can't. Yeah. You can't. If Chuck has a sex doll of any of us, that's it. Friendship
is over.
Well, you'll never find out.
I'll still be your friend, Chuck.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he has a whole studio set up in his basement with little sex dolls of all of us. Oh, creepy.
It's a funny thing to be like, oh, I'm so flattered.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no. Oh my God, it looks just like me.
Wow. It is you.
Well, we're asking you what your most horrible discovery has been. Detroit cops shared the story of finding. So a dude had killed himself by autoerotic asphyxiation, but he was wearing pantyhose and had a hammer up his ass.
Yeah.
So a shocking discovery for his family. What has been your most horrible discovery? Taylor from New Hampshire, good morning. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hey, guys. So my horrible discovery was I found out my now ex-husband is gay. So that was a shock.
The discovery that led to that?
Yeah, so I kind of always had some suspicions, and I actually had just had my daughter, and people kept sending me screenshots of Grindr profiles. So it's like Tinder for gay people. And they were like, is this your husband? This is really weird. And then I went through his phone and I found a whole slew of like gay porn and text to men and Craigslist meetups and a whole bunch of stuff.
Wow.
How long were you married?
Yeah. 3 years.
Did you have any clue at all?
Before you were married, you had a clue?
I didn't. I feel really stupid now. And there's some things that I look back on and I was like, yeah, that was probably a red flag. But I really had no idea before, so I think it makes me really nervous. Even with my husband now, I'll make jokes. I'm like, are you sure you're not gay?
I'm sure straight.
I'm sure if you were burned once, it makes you a little nervous.
Let's go shop. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. It was a lot of red flags.
Did you say you're married again, though?
I am, yep.
All right.
Once again.
Well, good luck. Let's hope he's not into dick, too, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Taylor, all the best.
Wish you all the best.
I'm really, like, blunt today with people.
You are. Well, yeah, you
pretty
really.
Much every day.
Yeah, all the time.
Maybe a little more today.
Yeah.
So. It's okay.
Yeah. It's the right amount.
Okay. Yeah.
Hope your husband isn't into dicks again.
I apologize again.
I realized.
As your dad knows it.
Yeah, all of them. You're like, bisexual. You like a little dick in you.
Yeah.
I've called a bunch of people.
Let's hope
today.
This husband doesn't just love dicks.
Good day to you.
I apologize for that outburst.
Yeah. Your most horrible discovery, this one, I clean house. I worked for a few local politicians, can't say who, some of which are dead set against legalizing marijuana.
Sure.
But to my shock, I found pot and pot paraphernalia. Always a bit of a shock and hilarious considering who they present themselves to be in the public.
Yeah.
Well, I assume that with all politicians.
Me too. Me too. Yeah. Well, it's like that, what's that, John Boehner? John Boehner.
John Boehner?
Yeah, Boehner. He was dead against any kind of legalizing of marijuana. Now he works for one of these weed companies trying to get it legalized.
Yeah,
that's like how it goes. When he retired from office, he didn't have to pretend to be someone he isn't anymore. You know, like, that's just so stupid.
What's been your most horrible discovery? If you want to join the conversation quickly, you can. 1-855-954-6969. That's the toll-free number. 1-855-954-6969. What about this text? Friend of mine was having work done in her house, came home to find a contractor passed out in her closet with an empty bottle in one hand, her custom dildo of her boyfriend's dong in the other hand, and he was wearing her lingerie. He'd effed himself with her boyfriend's
Yeah, the member, like fake
shaped
member,
just like his dong.
Yeah,
Jesus.
And wearing her lingerie at the time in her closet.
Yeah, don't leave a contractor by themselves in your house.
Yeah,
no.
With your custom dildos.
Jesus, man.
Hope they left a bad review on Angie's List.
This one.
This contractor did a terrible job.
Surfing some adult websites. Came across a video of my wife's youngest sister. You tell your wife? You got to, right?
I think you have to. Oh, boy, that's a catch-22. Huh?
It is, because then they know you found it.
But, I mean, most people would know, like, you're, hey, like, from sometimes time to time, in my dark hours, I watch porn. So if you saw something, and I think the second you discover something like that, you do have to say something.
Yeah.
You know? And plus, I bet the sister is already like, well, you know, my sister's a slut.
This one, using my old roommate's computer, I stumbled across naked pictures of his parents posing with their semi-truck. Like in plain day, full bush mom and dad posing with the truck, and they were heavy people. So nudist, nude trucker?
Oh, no.
Nude truck.
We are proud of this Mack truck.
You come from a long line of nude truckers.
Yeah.
Don't fight who you are.
Moved into my house 3 years ago. Dad and I were cleaning up the garage. We found a box that had a butt plug vibrator and finger condoms in the... Finger condoms? For like...
So they probably don't have to...
Uh-huh. Don't have to worry about any...
Less
for cuts, usually they have...
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
But people use them in a...
I guess they can multi-use. I don't know.
Yeah.
You got a cut or...
I use...
Either you got a little cut or you're going in a bus.
I definitely need those finger condoms for everything.
Oh, God. Wow.
Yeah. Those are finger condoms? Not in my case.
Okay, all right.
Oh, those are normal condoms. I thought those were just the right size.
Charlie, come on. yeah, it's I guess I never thought that was a use for them, but I guess
I don't
if
think
you
don't, anyone did.
You don't want to get it.
Oh. Boy, it'd be really weird to come across someone who's got a bunch of them on.
What are you doing with all them?
Hey! Hey!
Oh. You got a cut me. Or are you going to the butt?
Both.
No.
Are you just super safe with your
That's safe.
Pleasures?
Yeah. Like, good to be safe.
Yeah, maybe a germaphobe or something.
Or they did have a cut.
Hold on.
Yeah.
What?
Are some guys using finger condoms when they diddle the ladies?
I don't think.
Are you? Could you be that much of a germaphobe?
Maybe
or
you don't
a,
like the idea of what's back. It's not the best place, right?
Well, I think the
no,
the,
I mean the front bits.
I know the front bits, and I think that no, I don't think anyone's using for that. I think that those things are being used when it's the back.
Right. Yes, but my question was, would there be guys that are using them on the front bits?
Mm. Takes a lot of the fun out of that.
Well, maybe they put them on if it's lady time.
Oh, James.
Taking a plunge into the Red Sea, you know what I'm saying? Put on your scuba suit.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
My word.
Yep.
Come on now. Let's go to Sean. You're up next here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. Your most horrible discovery.
Well, I'm telling this via proxy. My brother was a training officer, police officer out in Arizona, and they went to a well-known kind of drug prostitution park. It was middle of the day, and there was an old-school Suburban. Remember the old-school Suburbans where the windows weren't tinted, just real, real big?
Yeah.
And they said that it's just a great big black guy stripped completely naked. And he's smoking crack, and he's jerking it.
Or both.
So they knock him on the windows. He won't open up. He's just ignoring like they're not there. They eventually open the doors, tell him to get out. He's still just completely ignoring him, finishing his business.
Yeah.
So they actually draw the guns, tell him to get out. He still won't get out. Boom, he finishes. So neither of them want to touch him. They don't want to touch him to pull him out. So he says, he can't get out. I can't get out. Don't pull on me. Well, he had one of those shorty 5-pound sledgehammers up his.
Oh my God!
He was jerking it and smoking crack.
That's
when they get him in the car, and they talked to him. He has a good job, an engineer, and a wife, and he said he was crying, and he goes, the funniest thing, he goes, I think I got a problem.
Oh, yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah. There's a sledgehammer in you.
What people do in their spare time.
Insane.
I don't know. I'm going to retire this weekend, probably kick it, maybe smoke some crack, put a hammer up my ass, and put it at a truck stop.
All right, Andy. Well, we'll see you Monday.
I'll see you there.
Bye.
See you there.
Yeah, I'll see you there.
This one's super dark-sided. You guys ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I saw a guy got hit by a car and actually got dragged behind it.
Oh.
One of his ears was missing.
Hmm.
A testicle was out.
Jesus.
His entire rib cage was mobile.
Was what?
Mobile.
What?
He had horrible road rash, and his head was on backwards.
His head was on backwards? Jeez.
I think that was a fake text.
Yeah,
the head on backwards, I thought was a dead giveaway.
Head on backwards definitely.
I don't think he means like it was on backwards, like it had.
I read it. I was going to put it on the screen, but I was like, oh, this has got to be fake. His head's on backwards.
I'm not taking it as literally his head was on backwards. Like his head could have been twisted.
Yeah, like it was twisted around. And
I wasn't reading it literally like his head was on backwards.
His rib cage must have not been mobile. It must have been like.
Exposed.
Exposed.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Jeez.
But it could be fake.
Well, who knows?
Let's hope it's fake.
That's quite a thing to pick up in your goddamn crazy head.
Yeah.
His head's backwards. His ear's off. Oh, one of his balls is out and his rib cage is
true. Oh, man. My balls are out.
Oh, in Kingsman, the second movie, a guy used those finger condoms to diddle bits at a concert.
Yeah, he plants like a bug in one of the female targets.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He said, never can be too safe or something like that.
Jeez.
Someone else said they are for anal training before you clean the butt with an enema. Finger condom.
Oh.
I feel like that's the preferred use of them.
Yeah.
That right there.
I guess that makes more sense. A lot of people find their parents' sex toys. That is, it's bad, but
yep,
it's just pretty common, unfortunately.
You don't go rooting around a bedroom.
Voice-changing technology. Anonymous, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. Your What's most up? Horrible discovery?
Oh, fellas, I tell you what, I used to work with this guy. He was a little bit creepy, and one day his car wouldn't start. We were framing homes back in the day, and he used to... He asked me to give him a ride home, which was like no big deal. It was kind of on my way. It was a house out in like Baltimore area. And so he invites me in for a beer, and the guy was always a little, like I said, a little off.
But yeah.
He starts talking about things he's got that are made of human skin.
What?
I kid you not. I mean, I'm just getting creeped out. This is like 25 years ago. And then he starts telling me he's got bodies in his yard. And he had a huge backyard. It was off, I think it was off County Line Road. And I went back by there, and the house is still there. It's abandoned, but nothing's ever happened. But this guy swore that he had bodies in here.
So you encountered, like, a real-life Buffalo Bill, but you've never reported him or mentioned anything?
I was a kid.
Yeah.
I thought it was BS, but...
It could have been BS.
It could have totally been BS.
Just trying to scare you.
There could be a bunch of bodies in that backyard.
Yeah.
I've always thought about it. Yeah, actually, I'm kind of a dork for not reporting it, but... I got to get the hell out of there, and about 8 months later, I was living in L.A., so...
Right.
I'm sure he was just messing
with
him.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. All right, man. Thanks for calling in. He met Buffalo Bill.
Hey, why don't you come on over and hang out? Boy, I'm glad you were able to give me a ride today to my beautiful home. Tell you a few facts about me. I got some stuff made of skin.
Like that lampshade?
Yeah, it's made of human skin. I also have bodies in my yard. Would you like a beer?
Yeah, let's relax. Yeah.
By the way, that guy texted back about the backwards head. He said it's real. It was an internal decapitation.
Yeah, no, yeah. That wasn't good.
Mm.
Yep.
Internal decapitation.
You ready for another dark-sided one?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. All right.
We knew it could get dark-sided, right?
I was
right?
ready for it.
Okay. It hasn't been near as dark-sided as I thought it would be, honestly.
I don't know. It's been all dildos and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
used to work at a steel factory.
Uh-huh.
We found a guy that had gotten squished between two steel vats. Eyes literally popped out of his head. He was squished like a tube of toothpaste.
Oh.
Listen, no, in one of the factories I worked at, it happened to a guy. Mm-hmm. It was those coils, you know, those big steel coils you see on the road on those big trucks, two rolled together. He was in between them. But it just crushed his pelvis.
Oh.
And he was, like, alive.
Ooh.
and they put them back together.
They did.
They fixed them.
Fixed him all up.
They fixed him.
Your pelvis looks good now, bud.
Oh, I don't know about that. They fixed him, sorta. Not sure he ever walked again.
It's my most horrible discovery, Church of Fudge. Amen, my brother.
Yeah, it's not
Amen.
Good. It's not good.
That's brutal.
Yeah, most
At least that wasn't in person, though.
Yeah, like most of my worst discoveries really have been online. It's not.
Yeah.
And you didn't. Not reality.
It's not even a real discovery, really, because of other people.
Exactly.
They discovered it. You just unfortunately have to wait.
Trying to think of like all my discoveries. Like I discovered some weird stuff in the fridge before that I left there. Like nothing holds water with like backwards heads.
Oh yeah, no,
no, absolutely not. Sarah from New Hampshire. Good morning.
Hi guys.
Hey, how are you? What was your most horrible discovery?
Okay, so I always thought my uncle was kind of creepy, married into the family. Come to find out, on the wedding night of my aunt and uncle, he was giving his own brother a BJ.
Whoa, my God. Oh, my God.
And then come to find out, like, this is still a thing. Like, my aunt and uncle are still together, and he still, like, meets up with guys. And
so your two uncles are gay for each other?
No. And uncle. Like, female aunts.
Oh, I see. So it's your uncle-in-law and his brother.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? Right? Yeah, okay. So the uncle that married into the family is with his own. Ooh.
With his own brother.
Yeah.
Super dark side.
I guess, like, he grew up in, like, kind of a weird, like, he had some stuff happen to him when he was a kid.
Yeah. Well, sure. Yeah, that's how that happens.
Goodness.
That's how that happens.
Goodness.
Goodness gracious.
Goodness. There's a lot of that, unfortunately, too.
He was blown.
My dad has an identical twin. Came home from work when I still lived at home. Found my mother, my uncle, and my dad all getting it on.
Man. Identical twins?
I don't know. I feel like there might be a lot of that.
Identical twin sex?
Well, like, that the twins are so close with each other.
That they split a partner?
That they both, like they end up liking the same guy, or it's like a package deal.
It's crazy.
You know, they've decided, like, their whole life they're going to stay together.
My life would have been totally different if my twin had lived.
Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah.
God knows what crazy scenes I would have been part of.
Well, Amber wouldn't have a job because she'd be so tired.
All right. Okay. Come on. Are you ridiculous?
Well, you and your brother would be pounding her to
that's enough.
Almost to death.
That's enough.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Okay, here's a stupid question. I take him to an R-rated movie. He can get in?
Yeah, if you're there, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just an X-rated movie he wouldn't be able to get into?
Yes, X-rated he can't.
But R-rated as long as he's with a parent.
Yeah, well, when I was
accompanied
younger.
By an adult.
But isn't that 14? Isn't AA like... Like,
no,
there's three different.
I think you can 13. Go in. If you're with your parents, you can go in.
Yeah.
Dude, when we were younger, like, our friend's mom would buy us tickets to get into Scream, and that was R-rated, and she just buys the tickets, so we just go
there's
in.
There's a different, there's an NC-17 that exists somewhere, too.
Right. That's what I was thinking of. I thought there was somewhere they could not, no matter.
No, and that probably has, like, some sexual stuff going on in it.
Even know if I could tell you one NC-17 movie.
The only reason I wouldn't... I know myself, I don't want to be in the same room as my kid when there's a simulated sexual scene going on.
Right.
Like, because I remember being in the theater with my dad in Top Gun when Tom Cruise and that chick, who now is awful looking.
Yeah.
When he was licking her all over the place. Oh, and God. I was just like, with my buddy Kevin and then my dad. And I was like, Kev, this is getting pretty weird, huh?
That's
my dad isn't really saying much. It's getting really awkward in here.
Like, real awkward.
You didn't know that scene would be in there. You're just watching
this.
No,
just Bennett. Yeah. You know, just planes and stuff. And then all of a sudden, you know, a little take your breath away and some licking going on. He's licking her everywhere.
I think that there's so many dudes that have that memory with their dad of watching Top Gun.
Oh, God.
Because I have that, too, where I was just sitting. My dad was like, boy, I don't know if you should watch. You might want to learn. I don't. And I'm like, Dad, I don't know this. I'm not ready for all
it's
this.
It was the most sexual thing I had ever seen.
How old were you?
I'm trying to think. I don't
what
know.
What grade were you in?
I was buddies. I had to be like in eighth grade, maybe seventh grade. You know, I still wanted to be a pilot.
I do remember there were certain movies that, like, I'd watch, and, like, the whole movie would be probably, like, just funny, and there wasn't that much bad stuff, but when it would come to, like, a sex scene, my dad would always be like, shh, cover your eyes, boy!
Yeah.
And then I'd just be like, all right, Dad! Are they not doing that stuff that goes on with adults?
Yeah. So it came out in 86, so I would have been 11. Same as my kid, which I can't imagine.
Mine was, and I just looked it up because I couldn't remember the name of the movie. My mom loves movies, right?
Yeah.
But because my dad's hard of hearing, he never goes with her to the movies. He can't really hear anything. So when Amber and I first got together, Amber's like, let's take your mom to a movie. Okay, sure. So my mom's like, oh, good. There's one I want to see. Now remember, this is my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was called Unfaithful.
Okay.
Yes, that's a very sexual movie.
Oh, my God, Lisa.
The whole movie is sex, actually.
I didn't know. Richard Gere, Diane Lane, it is...
The whole thing.
Filled with sex.
Yeah.
It's a sex movie.
So it's...
Well, your mom loved that.
She said, I want to go see that one. She didn't know that it was...
No, I don't know if she did. She didn't tell me.
Yeah, she did.
It's my mom, I'm in the middle, and Amber's on the other side of me.
Oh, my God,
and
Dave.
The opening scene is like her touching herself on a couch, and I'm like, what's happening? I turned to Amber, I'm like, what did you do?
Amber's sound asleep. Amber slept through the whole goddamn movie. It's just me feeling uncomfortable and my mom watching this movie in the theater.
I would never want to watch anyone pleasure themselves with my mom.
No, oh
my
Chuck, you don't. It
was awful. Get up and walk out and go get popcorn.
Oh, I went popcorn twice.
Bathroom, popcorn.
I think I could do better. I think I have a crazier story.
No.
So my grandma, I have this weird... 14th cousin or something in California. A guy thinks he's going to be a movie maker, right? Uh-huh. He made some movie, some science fiction movie, sent it to my grandma. And I was like, sitting there, I'm like, what's this tape here, grandma? Yeah. You know? And she's like, oh, that's your cousin. He makes movies. We want to watch. Let's watch it. So I put this thing in, and it's like, almost a porno. Just robot titty chicks and like crazy future sex, like bizarre stuff. And I muscled through about 12 minutes of it. I'm like, I have to excuse myself, Grandma. Enjoy the rest of the film. I'm going to go do more drugs. You know, like...
It's weird.
Oh, God, I can't even imagine.
She didn't know what to say either. She's like, it's different than I thought. You know?
That's it. Gosh, with your grandma.
That's the only reason why I would maybe think, because that chick is a smoke show that is Deadpool's girlfriend. And they did Deadpool 1, they did all sorts of different positions.
Yep.
I don't even remember that. And I mean, I know that there was probably stuff, but I just wasn't in that mind where I was thinking who would be.
Because it was kind of funny. They did it in a funny way, but even still, as a kid and you're with your dad, any kind of stuff like that doesn't matter if it's in a funny way or whatever.
That Diane Lane scene is on YouTube, but I can't watch it because you have to sign in. But
can you sign
dirty.
In, James, using my computer? Because I don't. Because I want you to witness just a little taste of what I had to sit through with my mom. Because it's bad.
Yeah,
I remember being furious when the movie was done with Amber. First of all, falling asleep.
Of
right?
Course. I'm like, she slept through the whole thing from the beginning of
whole
the movie.
Amber's done that to me so many times. I've wasted so much movie money on my wife. Yeah. So much. But she missed all the awkwardness. And then my mom was like, oh, that was, what a great movie.
I'm like, oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, she loved it.
It was the worst experience.
She loved it.
was so bad. All right, let's see if we can. Movie.
Is this the first scene or
this is
one you wanted us to see, Lise?
Let me see.
This is a bathroom scene.
I don't know.
Is there a
bad one too?
Yes, this.
I remember.
One,
this
I don't
movie.
Know if I can put.
These.
I don't even
don't
know if I
put
can
the volume
put the
there.
Volume.
Okay,
on.
So look. So there, she sneaks off into the bathroom
with some rando.
With no, this is the dude she's having the affair with.
Okay,
this is because she's unfaithful. Then they're in.
Oh boy, she's climbing up onto him.
She's
climbing,
riding
go on,
him.
Climbing.
Yeah, she's like he is forcibly effing her in that stall.
Hey,
this
mom.
Is
so
your mom. Yeah. And I'm like, woo! Oh goodness, huh? I'm just gonna get some jujubes.
I'll tell you what, there's no hiding that in the bathroom when someone's head is over top of the stall. Oh my goodness gracious!
Right? You guys,
my God!
Right? Look
my
how
God.
Hard he's pounding her.
But it showed his
gentle.
It showed their bottom halves.
Yeah, the bottom half.
Their bottom halves. Goodness, it showed their bottom halves.
Oh, and she's done,
And the whole movie's like this. It's
so, like, what's that? Is that the very first scene right there?
Maybe that's the one you're thinking of, the train scene.
I don't know.
Is she on the train?
It is.
No, that's the same.
What, they just keep running?
Oh, there you go.
So in this movie, they just are in public areas? And
like, this is this. I remember this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. His hand is on her.
Puts his hand down to her
bottom half.
On her bottom half. His hand slowly touching her bottom half.
And she is on a train just thinking about
and
this.
And more bottom half stuff.
More bottom half stuff.
Look.
She's enjoying it.
She's rolling around while her bottom half being played with.
She's shaking. She's
me.
Shuddering. She's shuddering from.
So bad. Oh, look at her face.
Well, she's having one, you know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, now his face is in her bottom half.
And she is just remembering it on a train. She's
vividly recalling it.
Is she?
And she's, I think she is.
Boy.
And the train.
Oh, my.
Goes the skirt.
Oh, he's getting right down to the bottom.
Oh,
boy. There's some mouth stuff.
Yep.
And at this very moment, Dave's mom offers him a snowcap.
Oh, God. This is bringing back real bad memories.
Ooh, she's thinking about
hand right in the crotch.
Oh, my Lord.
Hand in the crotch.
Everyone's will watch Unfaithful this weekend.
Yeah. I haven't seen it since. Thank God. And I never will.
Jesus. Oh, he's.
Dude,
tell
this
her to
is
be
a
quiet.
Crazy movie.
It is.
Yes, to watch with your mother.
I've never seen this movie. It is pornographic.
Oh, there goes the panties.
Oh, bottom the panties. Half is out. Bottom half is out.
Yeah, the bottom half is out. Your mom loved this. I can tell you that right now.
You guys, it's so long. Look how long
my
the
God.
Scene is.
Oh, he's going to use his bottom half now to put right
so
into
happy.
Her bottom half.
Yeah, she's so
she's
happy. She's
it.
Just laughing
she's, like,
about
feeling
it all.
Guilty, but then, like, this was great.
Well, he just removed his bottom half.
Yeah. And in goes the penetration scene.
Yeah.
Jesus. Jesus, Dave. Oh, I know. I tell
you. And who knows what he's saying. Who knows?
Saying,
it's
really
dirty, dirty stuff. It's terribly dirty.
So this is another reason not to get married ever, is this whole premise of this movie.
Oh, yeah. This is exactly what happens in real life.
She's hitting him. Oh, wow. They're getting rough.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, see, they're getting rough. Yeah, it's weird. It takes a weird turn.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Guys,
I don't know what happened.
I don't know. It looks like fun. Looks like fun to me.
Yeah. Oh, no, it turns into.
Worst Mother's Day movie of all time.
Happy Mother's Day. Oh, that was
horrible.
I can't
believe you saw this with your mom.
Look at how sexual this scene is for this long.
Honestly, this is another one of those like horrible flashback moments I've had on this show. Chuck's talking about Top Gun with his dad. I'm like, oh my God, I saw something really bad with my mom.
Way worse than Top Gun.
I was
way
looking
worse.
It up. Oh, way worse than Top Gun.
Oh my God,
guys.
Top
Gun
scene is just like couple tongue scenes. This is terrible.
No,
the Bryster, if he would have saw this, he would have been like, oh boy. I don't. Charlie, tell your buddy Kev we gotta go. I don't know why we came here to see this. I wish we could have got into Top Gun. Unfortunately, we're watching this movie. Unfaithful. Oh boy. Boy. Oh God.
Dave went to such a dark place. He was like, he's touching her bottom half.
Listen, but honestly, though, here's the thing. So on the side, it shows other clips. Isn't a clip that doesn't involve some kind of sexual activity.
No, the whole movie.
Jesus.
I don't remember many movies, but I remember this movie because of all of that sex.
Yeah.
it really stood out.
It stands out. Look at that. Oh, man, he's going back for more bottom half.
Yeah. He goes top half, slowly down to bottom half.
Yep, and I've done that move.
Well, sure, but not beside your mom.
Nope.
No, hell no.
No?
Yeah, no, it was...
I guess you do got me beat. My...
Weird. It wasn't as bad.
Yeah, I mean, but it was just
bad, but
it was just robotic.
Just robots with their titties out at the end of the day. It wasn't. Yeah, that's what kind of talent runs in my family.
Yeah. And there's no way to watch it. I didn't make it to YouTube or anything.
No, it was an underground film. It was very underground.
Horrible moment. Crap. A horrible, again, another flashback that was really bad.
Unfaithful.
Watching Unfaithful with my mom.
Dude.
No, it was bad, guys. I regret every single second of it.
I regret it.
Oh, and you should.
You know
you
who
should've.
Has a moment, I guess, a little similar?
Who?
This guy here. Our good Let's old in-house Jew.
Shvarim Trua.
Hey, Boker Tone.
Boker Tone.
Jason, the Jewish phone screener, you had an awkward moment. This was with your dad?
Yeah, but it's not even worth it after hearing about that horrible experience you had.
Yeah, I know, dude. But what happened with you?
My dad took me to go see Any Given Sunday. I don't know if you know that football movie.
Yeah.
I was 11 years old. My little brother was 9 at the time.
Okay.
And I remember checking in, and they were like, are you sure it's rated R? And he was like, mind your business. You know, I'm taking my kids to see this movie.
Yeah.
But there's one scene at a house party, and there's a bunch of hookers there, like, you know, scantily clad, I guess you can say, and they're doing coke off their butts. And,
there it is.
Party scene.
We found the party scene.
Oh, we found the scene.
Yeah, all
here.
Sorts of parties.
So you're 11, and your brother's 9.
And
your dad has taken you to see this, and there's
we've got an ass. We're 2 seconds in. We've already seen a full ass.
Yep.
It's also a locker room scene where you learn a lot about the BBC.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The what?
Jesus. Big dong swinging.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, was it his? Because he's got a hammer and a half.
Jamie Foxx.
How did your dad react during the scene? Jason, did he like cover your eyes, or did he just pretend it wasn't happening?
Nah, he just sat there and was like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is life.
Oh, goodness, boy.
Yeah, that guy's hands right up her skirt.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes down. Shapes on my life, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You know, some stuff's starting to make sense.
Yeah, shaped some of my life, he says.
Well, I think that's where some of my dreams of like partying. The NFL and all that came from.
Yeah. I can see why. All right, back to you, Jew Cave.
I love it, titties. Away I go.
Have a good day. Yeah, we've all had awkward moments, some worse than others, unfortunately.
Dave's is the worst.
Dave's is the worst. No one will ever beat Dave.
Dave's is the worst.
Pay extra for therapy the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, you really live that, right?
Just rub that out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A Iowa man broke into a water park to steal funnel cakes.
You can see why.
He broke into this water park, hiding his face with a bandana that apparently he also wears in his personal Facebook photo, so may not have been the best disguise.
Oh, stupid.
In the early hours of the morning, Dylan Hoffert and a buddy entered the Lost Island Water Park in Waterloo, Iowa. While there, they took an undisclosed number of funnel cakes. I guess this place doesn't make their funnel cakes fresh. They use frozen funnel cakes.
Mm, terrible.
So they stole a bunch of funnel cakes, but they left the freezer door open that ruined hundreds of dollars worth of other funnel cakes and ice cream.
Mm. Oh, my God.
He has been charged for entering the water park,
mm-hmm.
and they found out that he may be tied to another house robbery as well.
You imagine you go to jail for like a really long time because you took funnel cakes.
Frozen funnel cakes?
Yo, man, what you in for?
I stole some funnel cakes.
Oh, awesome. You're my girlfriend now.
Oh, man, that's what I was worried about.
Yeah, you sweet little treat.
Here, asshole hands.
Yeah, you don't want to be in jail for funnel cake crimes.
You really don't.
No.
It seems like the pansiest crime you could ever commit.
Yeah, right. If you're going to go to jail for a long time because of funnel cakes, you need to, like, assault someone on the way to court.
Oh, make it worse.
Yeah. Right. You better make it worse.
If you know you're going, make it worse.
Mm-hmm. You better.
Shank a guy or something.
You better do something quick.
Yeah. I mean, you'll end up spending more time in jail.
Because we're going to want to dine on your funnel cake.
Oh, my.
I got a nickname for you now. It's called Powdered Sugar.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge funnel cake guy.
I'm not really either.
Because they're too much of a disaster to try and eat. That's the problem.
If I could make them at my house, I'd be 900 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought, and this is, I'm going to give away a great idea. I always thought they should make them like almost donut sized and serve the ice cream on the side so you could just hold them in your hand and dip them in the ice cream that way. Would be much easier to eat than try and cut through a gigantic funnel cake.
I've never even paired it with ice cream.
Yeah,
usually.
I've never seen that.
Usually I just see the powdered sugar on it.
Oh, no, the one side. Well, when I worked at the theme park, they would serve them with ice cream and strawberry sauce or ice cream and chocolate sauce.
Stepped up the game.
Like soft serve in the middle of it. And then
it is good, like the crispy dough of it. Like, I like it. I like a funnel cake.
Yeah.
Not only the flavor, it's too much of a disaster to eat. Mm. Speaking of ice cream crimes, this one apparently took place in England. There's this guy who has an ice cream truck there, a 58-year-old guy. He punched a 12-year-old boy.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Wow.
But the little kid was kind of a douche nozzle. You still can't punch a kid, but this 58-year-old guy lost his mind when the boy asked for a free ice cream. He said no, of course. Then he asked if he could pull the dispenser handle on the Mr. Whippy machine. He said, well, only if you want a smack. The boy still, though, jumped up, reached over the counter, and pulled the lever, letting ice cream pour all over the floor. This ice cream truck guy, who admits he did not have a good day leading up to that, hit the youngster with a clenched fist, breaking one of his teeth.
Oh,
Jesus. Oh.
He told the boy right away he didn't mean to make contact. He thought he was further away. The boy left with his friends, told his mother what had happened. He turned himself into the cops. During an interview, he said he had not intended to hit the boy, only to scare him away. He pleaded guilty at a previous hearing, was sentenced to 120 hours of community service.
Stressful being an ice cream.
Yeah. You stay away from that lever. Oh, that's it. How you can.
Yep. I get it, man.
When he described how his day was bad, on that day, the ice cream truck he normally would use broke down, so he had to operate from an alternative truck in which the air conditioning wasn't working, and it was, you know, like
10,000 degrees in there.
He always had a good rapport with the children he served, but it was just a bad day, and this guy did that at the wrong time.
I'm not even an ice cream truck worker, but whenever I've been involved in, like, oh, here comes the ice cream truck, and I'm down there with Stella and Rowan, the process of them deciding what they want and they name every single thing for, like, I'm ready to punch them.
Right.
You know, like, I was like, just drive off, man. Just drive away. They're never going to make their mind up.
Yeah, well, it must be a very frustrating job.
Oh,
it's like my nightmare.
I feel like you
eat all ice cream.
I feel like most of them have a way to deal with anxiety. Everything is fine. It turns out kids
take
are just
time. Yeah. I got all day.
Yeah. Like me, I'm going crazy just watching them do it.
Shut up. You're going to grow up and be fat. Get out of here. I don't even want your money.
Oh, that
he's
ice cream
the worst
guy.
Ice cream man ever.
That ice cream guy, he goes down my street on purpose now.
Mm. Oh, he does?
Well, because Stella.
Oh, yeah. He
ever since that one day where she like jackpot. Just grabbed a $20 bill from somewhere.
She treated the all
and
the kids.
And she bought the whole neighborhood ice cream.
Ice cream's on me, guys! You know?
Like, that was it. That guy was like, I gotta go back there.
So, this is kind of a funny story. Iran has been saying that they have a brand new high-tech fighter jet.
Time for you American pigs to die. Look at this.
They showed images on state television in Iran of the president sitting in what was reported to be their brand new Kosar fighter aircraft.
Brand new.
fourth generation fighter jet designed and manufactured solely by Iranian military experts. However, aviation experts have studied the film, and they believe Iran's new fighter jet is actually a refurbished U.S. plane from the 1970s.
Stop it. Which one? Do we know?
Iran purchased
I think they were
F-5s
yeah.
from America in 1974, 5 years before the Iranian Revolution.
Isn't that the plane that they used in Top Gun? They painted them black and made them look like Russian planes?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
They've discovered that their new amazing aircraft is actually a 1970s American fighter.
So like a third generation or a second generation fighter, which would just be...
Do you think they're scientists for just like getting together and they're like, we have got to show him something.
I do.
We have nothing. We have no technology. We are not even scientists.
But like, he's not going to know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He doesn't know what the... Just get up there and fly it around real fast.
Mm-hmm. Very fast.
You know, he'll buy it.
They believe they upgraded the electronic system.
Mm.
But they said that would have been tough because the original specs from this plane hailed like from the 60s.
Yeah.
So it would be hard to bring it into today's standards. But they say the markings, everything, all points to these are the jets that they purchased from the U.S. They've just kind of repainted them and tried to refurbish them.
Oh, my God.
Each one of these have a Garmin.
GPS. We added a GPS. Yes.
Yes. Refurbished garments.
I kind of love this story because of the picture that goes along with it, which I'll show you in a second. A woman in Maryland, she's kind of on a lottery winning streak. In just about a month, she's won three large lottery prizes. She's got a horseshoe up her ass.
Uh-huh.
49-year-old Felicia Wade placed a super Fecta box bet of 10 cents on a racetrack's virtual horse racing game. 10 cents
yeah.
was her bet. She won $11,700.
What?
2 days later, she played again. She collected a $2,000 jackpot.
Oh, that's all I would do all day if I knew this game existed.
And then late last month, a series of pick four combinations using her numbers, 1017, won her $60,000. She said, I'm just feeling really lucky. I study boards, pick the numbers, and it's totally paid off. But I think it's gone to her head. Because, I mean, it is. I mean, it's a ton of money. It's one about almost 75 grand. But she's now wearing a crown.
Yeah.
I'm the queen of luck.
She's wearing a crown and a big fancy dress as she goes to pick up her latest winnings.
She plays a lot.
She does.
So. Oh, yeah.
Y'all on royalty now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it has gone to her head just a little bit. I mean, good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Three lottery wins in a month. Pretty damn amazing, but you're not quite a queen yet.
Yeah. No.
Not quite.
No.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.